Hello, Pastor Deborah here once again, and we are continuing in our wonderful series, the King and Kingdom series, here on the YouTube channel, The Hidden Kingdoms. This is our leadership development training education. We're picking up in part number 11 of The Return of the King, that's you and me, and all of humanity, if we can get them educated and going in the right direction. And now comes the days of the kingdom, when you become a spiritual king for the kingdom of heaven. The days of the kingdom of heaven will return unto earth in the second realm, the second heaven. I'm already doing that in many nations, and I sit as a spiritual ruler, leader over many nations. I do it quietly. I have a team of precious, precious men and women, families, business leaders, rulers of other nations who come with me. They understand kingship, rulership. They understand nations and building. And their heart is of agape love. Many of them have been with me for years in all that I do. They're unseen, and you would never know it. But eventually, some learn. But here in this part, part number 11, we're going to pick up in all the words and the new concepts and new thinking I had to learn for myself. I had to study Isaiah 61 and 62. I had to learn what God was trying to do with me, through me, to come in, to humanity, to the earth. Then I had to learn I had the authority to do that in Genesis 1, 26 through 28. But I lost it when my forefather, my great-grandpa, old Adam, disobeyed, and we got kicked out of the Garden of Eden. And I became a flesh creature. I also had to learn all about this king of the kingdom, of his creation abilities, that he's a creator, an architect, a designer, and how he created. So in another part of the King and Kingdom series, I'm working through Genesis till we get to Genesis 1, 26 through 28. You must understand how the words of a God, this king of creation, could speak into my life from ages ago, and how his everlasting covenant of those words would follow me, teach me, and train me when I became one of his children, and I would learn. So here in this part, part number 11 of The Return of the King, learning how to be a leader spiritually, first within yourself, in your spirit, then your spirit to transfer that to your soul, and your soul to transfer that to your biological body. For you are three in one. You are a physical body that has rules to live by. You are a soul with a subconscious mind and a conscious mind. And you are an eternal spirit inside. You're three and one. You are one plus one plus one equals one. I call it the new map. So here we are going to pick up in part number 11 on things I had to learn about being a king. How to come out of the darkness. What kind of clothes was I supposed to wear? What was I to do to help you? So that's what this part number 11 is going to be about, continuation. But first, I always open up with prayer. I have to learn how to pray. Whether I'm at home, in my car, cutting my grass, in the shower, brushing my teeth, sleeping, prayer is talking to God, and it's God talking to you. Become a praying person. Let your spirit be talking and fellowshipping with God. My soul may be washing dishes, cutting grass. My soul's subconscious and conscious may be asleep, but not my spirit. But first, you've got to get sort of reborn spiritually and get a spiritual circumcision and get that spirit up out of the flesh so it can have direct contact with the Lord God of creation. So let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are with us, that your everlasting covenant has followed us. It's gone before us. It's always with us side by side, hand in hand, and it's following us, protecting us. We may not know it, but you know it. And once we find you, and we communicate with you, and we learn who you say we are, a king of a kingdom, and we realize we're on this colony, this earth, to bring your spiritual hidden kingdom up heaven. Love, joy, peace, rules, righteousness, justice, lawfulness to the earth, so that nature can see it and live in peace, so that humanity can see it and live in peace. Let your righteousness rule, your kingdom come through Pastor Deborah and all those that listen, that they learn, that they too are to be a ruler, a king from the kingdom of heaven on earth and over their own body and mind and desires and thoughts. So Father, help us all you can, and we thank you for all you've already done and will continue to do. Amen. All right, part number 11. We were talking about some of the things that I was to do to help you to come out of the darkness. But first, it had to be done to me. And I had to understand the kind of mess I was in spiritually. So Isaiah 61 tells you why an anointing of God and somebody has to come and help you become free. Our clothes were a mess, our mind was a mess, what we thought were a mess, our feelings were a mess. We were a mess. We were prisoners inside a cave, a prison cell. And even though we came out, we still had dark, ignorant thoughts, and we had to learn. And I learned this by listening to Dr. Miles Monroe of the Bahamas Faith Ministries. I was in his congregation on my laptop every Sunday night. I read every one of his books, listened to all of his sermons and teaching. He had lived, when he was a child, in the Bahamas. It was a colony of Great Britain. He knew about kings and queens and rulership, and how a governor was sent to the Bahamas to change the culture, the language, everything of the Bahamas from being African to being English. They studied English law, English history. They became English citizens, Britain. And that is how it's supposed to be with us. That was a model that God used with Dr. Miles Monroe, his life, to teach us how we have come to, were sent to a colony, a piece, an island called the Earth. And we had a governor with us called the Holy Spirit. And he was inside of us. And we were to be changed and transformed into citizens, not members of a religion, but citizens of the kingdom of heaven. And to bring the kingdom of heaven's culture, language, justice, rulership, rules, laws, culture, traditions, songs to the earth where we were sent. Out through our soul, out through our physical body. Many of us can see it in art, in paintings, and songs, and music, but we don't get it yet. Dr. Miles Monroe of the Bahamas Faith Ministry, he still, even though he has passed away many years ago, I think in about 2014, in an airplane crash. His books are out there. His son and daughter run the church. His teachings are on YouTube for free. Study, take notes, read, study, take notes, read, watch, get his books, study, take notes. I did that for years and years and years. Sometimes he may have you watch a historical movie. I watched the movie, The Book of John, a 3-hour movie, every Sunday for 5 years. Every Sunday for 5 years. Sometimes he'll have you just read slowly. Sometimes he would have me just take one word like God, Lord, worship, pray, fast, and look it up in the Strong's Concordance and the Webster's Dictionary. I had to have knowledge, education. I needed help. I was ignorant. But first, you get cleansed. You start getting delivered of all that which is not of the kingdom of heaven. Maybe it's culture, tradition, fairy tales. I had a belief in Santa Claus, the Easter Bunny, and the Tooth Fairy. God had to reveal it to me that I was passing those lies and deceptions onto my son, even though I knew it at one level. I had to have an epiphany that I was following the traditions of men, culture, fairy tales, and it was not the truth. You will have to have that also. Even now, during these days, they're turbulent times, but it's always turbulent down here. So let's just pick up with a few of more of the things I had to learn before we finish out this teaching. You don't like to go too far because it's deep stuff. I had to spiritually learn that I had to put on new clothes spiritually. When you first get sort of born again spiritually, you're like a little baby right out of the womb. And somebody's got to put some clothes on you. And then you have to learn that you got to go to battle. I had to become a soldier. I had to study Navy SEALs, Army Rangers, World War II, World War I. I had to study the Mossad, Secret Service, CIA, FBI. I had to study, study, study. I studied World War II. I studied code breaking. I studied spies, special ops, and you will too, because I was going into battle to help you. I didn't even know I had enemies. I had to study spiritual enemies, words, blessings, curses, generational things, traditions, culture, other religions, other gods, history. I had to study, study, study. So you will too. I had to learn that I had to wear a uniform to go into battle. I had to put on an armor of God. Didn't know what that was, but I learned. And then I started sleeping in my armor. I studied the Knights of the Round Table, the Crusades. I studied modern day soldiers. I studied armor. I studied swords. I even went and looked back at the Greeks, the Spartans, the Romans, the barbarians. I went and studied ancient cultures, Chinese, Russia. I studied, and I still do. I had to study what armor was for, why we wear it, how did it protect us, how to put it on. You know, I used to sleep in armor that looked like a knight from the Round Table, King Arthur. I slept with a sword across my chest every night, for years, still do. But now I sleep with lions and wolves in hidden places, spiritually. I had to learn a new constitution, the constitution of the kingdom of heaven, its laws, its commandments. I had to learn about royal decrees, edicts from a king. I had to study royalty, kingdoms. I had to study their judgments, their justice, their mercy, and compassion. I had to watch a lot of movies, read a lot of true stories. I had always been a learner and wanted to know truth. Even now, I watch a lot of ancient historical Chinese dramas. I study the geishas. I'm now watching a movie about when Japan invaded China and the war with politics and culture and students and business. Study. Watch history, historical movies. Read. Study. Study the ancient history of your nation. Look back. Back even into the ancient days of the earth. Study the dinosaurs. Study. 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 And you too will learn that you have been an ignorant king. And in this process, I'm going to help you. But right now, I just wanted to bring this to you, that we are in a battle here. Even in our own mind, we have to do warfare. We have to fight our own thoughts and desires, wounds, desires, our own culture, tradition, maybe religion. Maybe we got gods that aren't really gods. Maybe we have to study nature. And you can learn through fairy tales, songs, art, poetry, ancient people who were looking for God, the Sufis, the mystics. Maybe you have to study witchcraft and understand the other side of darkness, power. Maybe you have to study words. Maybe you have to study curses, generational curses. Study, study, study. And that's where I want to end right here today. You must become a student, a disciple of a teacher, somebody that you will sit under and study. There are plenty of us out there, plenty of written books. There's a lot of good movies that have been made about history, biographies. Study, study, study. And I'll see you again on part number 12. Bye-bye.